Here I am outside Jitin Patel, the Raga reporter this evening, aka the vegan blagger. It's a Friday night and it's a bank holiday weekend. It's 30th of March 2018. Welcome to the show, thank you for listening. Today I want to talk about prostitutes in the ends. You know what I'm saying? Hookers in the ends. That's another term people, society, or human beings have created to refer to women, moreover, who prostitute their, mostly their physical bodies, you know what I'm saying? Give and take a few pieces of equipment, few choice select items of sexual camaraderie, you know what I mean? Anyway, yo, on a serious note, prostitutes in the ends. So I'm in the ends at the moment, Tottenham, North London, England, and I just get my Friday munch food for the night, go back home, and I see a lady of the night on the corner in hot white pants. I'm saying short mini skirt. Well, I need to say short when it's already a mini. So yeah, short mini skirt with her arms folded, wearing a black leather jacket. Well, it looks like a black leather jacket, and you know, an eye contact. Black leather jacket and eye contact. It's like I'm making a an ID. Like I'm a 5-0. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, wearing a senior mask and wearing a black leather jacket with eye contact. So yeah, you know, that's one of their things. Anyway, and then she has a, like, a coffee, cluster coffee, whatever, a coffee cup, which she places on the button that you press to cross the road, as if it's like her office desk. You know what I'm saying? And what do you think about that? And she's set for the evening. You know what I'm saying? And the biggest thing, it left me with, oh, there's a fox in the end as well. And see the territory, right? Yeah, they're marking up their, yeah, territorial piercings. Is that a Nirvana song? Here we go. And it's so, look at this. And the way they scream at night like banshees, I'm telling you. So watch, I like watching them though. There you go, pissing up the ends. Anyway, so my point is, it left me with a bad taste in my mouth. The feeling I had was not good, you know. And she looked like she was new on the job. You know what I'm saying? She looked like this is her first day. And when I say black leather and eye contact, yeah, I've always noticed every time I see a lady, right, a prostitute, it's, mate, eye contact's been there, you know, on lockdown. Like, it's like, that's one of the things that I've been told by their boss, their supervisor, their pimp, head honcho. Remain eye contact. That's the way to get into a sale. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. But so, where's my eye contact then? Obviously, it's been on them as well, but, like, I really kind of get the presence, a really sense of that they're genuinely looking into my eyes, just like, you know, anyone could be a customer, make sure you don't miss them, you know. But just getting home now. Yeah, but yeah, Tottenham is changing, and how's it going to be in a few years? Will they all be wiped out? Will there be no chance of seeing a prostitute on the streets of N17, N15 anymore? What's the deal? Have you got experience? Like, what's your, are you a prostitute? Are you a pimp? Are you a pusher, a buyer? You know, what caught my eye, you know what it was? It was the fact that there was a guy in a car, pulled up on the corner, looking back, arching his neck, twisting his neck back to see this woman. That's when I really noticed what he was looking at. So, and I looked back at it to see what he was, looked back at to see him looking back. And then I look forward and I see what he was looking at. And then, you know, he was looking at me. And she was looking at me. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like going to talk to her, you know, almost. And, you know, it would have been great if I had. You know, I should have. you know, it's near when 11 o'clock has gone past it. It's 11:06 p.m. So, yeah. What's your experience? What do you feel about this? As a human being? And, you know, there's loads of ways of thinking. You can say, you know, it is what it is, etc., etc. She's just doing what she's got to do, you know. But what if it's what is it to you? What is it for you? What's the reality of this? What's the implications? What's the mental stability? Now, maybe there's a whole lot of judgments and questions and all that sort of stuff being asked, and you know, is bigger around this topic. And I just wasn't really feeling too great after seeing that. You know, she looked innocent, or it really looked like it was her first day. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, just wasn't left with a good feeling after I'd seen her and that. So look, I just wanted to share, if you've got any questions, comments, own experiences, you know, you are any one of those titles that I mentioned earlier, have been, will be, aspire to be. Who aspires to be a prostitute? You know? Yeah, quick cash, lot of money, this and that, whatever, but you got to split it with your pimp. You got to make sure you have your eye contacts on lock. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of round the corner business. I see cars come up round the corner, up and down. Like, you know, most of the time when I come home from a day out or work or hanging or chilling or whatever, it's not a good look, man. I'm not really feeling too tough about this, you know, too happy about this. What can I do? What am I going to do? Am I going to do anything? Maybe next time I might approach her, might have a chat. I say, what's going on? Can I, will I be brave enough to go and approach her and talk, you know, and maybe even record it? You know, it's like I felt like there could be a moment of like, oh my God, I could have a normal human conversation with her. And then my fear kicked in and was like, nah, she's only going to really want to talk to you if like you're on it. You know, and you want to purchase, you want to make a sale, you want to buy it, buy it. Which I do not want to. You know? A lot of people do that just to have a chat, just to talk. I don't need to do that. I'm a first world guy. I'm talking to my phone like I'm doing right now. Podcast, go on YouTube. I'm trying to talk to my friends, pick up the phone, somebody. Talk, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, yeah. That's how it is, son. That's how it is. But yeah, we are changing. Humans are moving on. This is not permanent. It's been going on for thousands of years. So I don't know how many, but you know. We all got to make our money, our wedge. Men do it too. Non-binary people do it too. You know? Even children. Like women and children and men and all that. We've got no choice. So quote unquote, got no choice, so to speak. You know? Yeah, it's a dangerous game. Sad. And I wanted to. So thanks for hearing. I just wanted to express. Thanks for hearing. Thanks for listening. It's Jitin Patel. Tonight, for the first time in a long time, well, first time especially on this podcast, it's the Ragga Reporter, aka the Vegan Blagger. Signing out. Peace in. Thank you. Peace. Shambhala. Shiva.